This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. It's been a week since Tiger Woods drove his car into a fire hydrant and then a tree in his neighbor's yard. Has it been that long? But the commentary, gossip, and conversation about his personal life shows no signs of waning. And it's not just here in the United States. The BBC's global interactive show, World Have Your Say, featured the Tiger Woods saga yesterday and got comments about it from all over the world, like this one from Mumbai, India.
Tiger Woods is the world's best golfer, and he has every right to be questioned over his ability on the golf course. What he does in his bedroom, I don't think should be a matter of speculation.
Madeline Morris hosted that show yesterday, and she's with us now. Good morning, Madeline.
Hi there, Todd.
Well, what did you learn with this discussion, more than sort of prurient interest in Tiger Woods' private life? Is there worldwide consensus about whether Tiger's life is any of our business off of the course?
Do you know, Todd, that's a really tough question, and I think that the answer is probably no, because it doesn't matter which part of the world you live in. There are people who agree that celebrities and sports people have a right to a private life, and there are people who don't. I mean, just an example of some of the comments we got yesterday, Andrew in Australia said, Woods may be the richest sports person in the world, but by his actions, he's not worth very much indeed. He set himself up to be better than most, but that image was only a smokescreen. And this is from Crispo in Uganda. He says, Tiger should know that his business is everybody's business. Doesn't he make his money from his many adoring fans? And so lots of people were talking about that, actually, Todd, the fact that he's such a well-known sportsman. He's joined that very rare group of people who are known by their first name only in the sporting field, and the fact that he makes so much money from endorsements.
Not just endorsements, but he makes so much money from really a squeaky clean 100% pure image, which of course isn't realistic, but this is part of the whole package now, a transgression is highlighted. People seem to understand that.
Absolutely. And people feel as though that's part of the thing that they were buying into. You know, maybe they bought those Gillette razor blades, or maybe they bought that Nike golf wear because they were trying to buy a little bit of Tiger. And Tiger's not only his golfing prowess, he's his squeaky clean image, his beautiful wife and his two clean-cut kids. There were people, though, who were asking why the BBC was bothering to talk about this. This was from Ukunade in Nigeria. There are lots of pressing issues to discuss, like the World Cup draws, the state of health of the Nigerian president. So why worry yourself with the private life of a golfer? What he did might be wrong, but it's not for any of us to judge. I'm not entirely sure that everyone would agree that those two topics are deserving of the world's attention.
The point being from your listener there is that there's other important things to worry about. I want to turn to Samuel from Sierra Leone, one of your listeners. Let's hear from him directly.
I don't know Tiger very well, but I don't think Tiger has ever pretended to be a saint. I want to state here that it's the media that has blown this thing out of proportion.
Madeline Morris, Tiger never pretended to be a saint personally, but his benefactors and his marketers certainly did.
They absolutely did. And we'll wait to see, Todd, exactly how that plays out over the next couple of months.
Well, do you expect to have another show on this, or do you think it's done for your show?
I think that we got a pretty good response on this. We might move on to a few topics, a few more ones that might affect people's lives every day.
All right. Madeline Morris is host of Thursday's BBC World Have Your Say. She joined us from Bush House in London. Her show, like our show and like so many shows, polling the country and polling the world on Tiger Woods, his apparent transgressions, but more importantly, what this says about a marketing conglomerate that was Tiger Woods. What happens to an image that's perfect when we find out that the person who holds it up isn't perfect anymore?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.